I can support Rhodes, sir, Heath said. Lee looked at him. He knows he has brought this on. He wants to fight now to retrieve it. His answer is to fight, not to think. To fight, pure and simple. Lee rode slowly forward, nearing the trees ahead alongside the road. You can depend on the troops, but can you count on the generals? Why has Rhodes attacked? Will Hill fight well, or Rhodes either? What I need is Longstreet, and he is not here. A mistake to bring him up last. Another courier. General Early has arrived. Begs to report that he is attacking to the north of General Rhodes. Lee stopped, looked north. It was working almost like a plan. It was possible to see intention in it. The Union formed to face him and fought well and now was being flanked from the north, simply because Lee's men had orders to come to Gettysburg, and they were coming in almost behind the Union defenses. Lee felt a sharpness in the air. His blood was rising. He had tried to be discreet, but it was all happening without him, without one decision. It was all in God's hands. And yet he could leave it alone himself no longer. Rhodes and Early were attacking. Heath and Pender were waiting here in front of him. Lee's instinct sensed opportunity. Let us all go in together, as God has decreed a fight here. He swung to Heath. General, you may attack. To Pender, he said the same. He gave no further directions. The generals would know what to do now. With that word, it was out of his hands. It had never really been in his hands at all, and yet his was the responsibility. He rode forward to the rise ahead, across the small creek. Now he had a clearer view. Pender's division was on the move. He heard the great scream of the massed rebel yells. Now batteries were in position behind him, beginning to open up on the woods near the cupola. Lee ducked his head as the shot wickered over him. He did not like to stand in front of artillery. Some of the artillery was moving forward. Rifle fire was breaking out. The wind shifted. He was enveloped in smoke. Marshall's face appeared, an incoherent message. Lee tried to find some place to watch the assault. Pender's whole force was streaming forward across the fields, into the woods. Lee saw flags floating through white smoke, disembodied like walking sticks. Shell bursts were appearing in the air, white flakes, round puffs. One blossomed near. There was Marshall again. Lee heard fragments split the air near him. He moved into a grove of trees, oak, chestnut. There was a white house nearby, a white rail fence, a dead horse lying in a black mound in the sun. He waited in the grove, listening to the enormous sound of war. Eventually he sat, resting himself against the bole of a tree. It was dark and cool back in here out of the sun. Men were dying up ahead. He took off his hat, ran his fingers through his hair, felt his life beating in his chest. The fight went on. Lee thought for the first time that day of his son, Rooney, wounded, lying not far from here. He closed his eyes, prayed for his boy, for all of them. He put his hand down on black dirt, was reminded, Pennsylvania, I am the invader. Once more the rebel yell, inhuman screaming of the onrushing dead. Another unit was going. He rose and went forward, trying to see, but no point in that. There was too much smoke. Yet it might help if he was seen. He moved up out of the grove of trees onto the road. The road ahead was crowded with wounded. There were men lying under wagons, out of the sun, most of them semi-naked, covered with bandages, blood. He saw another dead horse, a splintered wagon. The severed forefoot of a horse lay near him in gray dust. Smoke was pouring down the road as from a great furnace. He moved forward, his staff following him. Here was A.P. Hill. Hill said, white-faced, "Very hard going. Heath is down." Lee looked at him, waiting. "Wounded in the head. I don't know how serious. But the division is moving. Pender is on the flank. But the Yankees are fighting well. I don't recall them fighting this well before." Hill seemed peculiarly calm, vacant, as if he was not wholly present.